नसायुव पुरी देव तुद्धरूपं विपस्तति अनुमिमां सति अपूर्वं मनसां भवमानज। इस काल स्वीकारज्ञ पास्ट प्रेजेंट एंड फ्यूचर तो जमराज लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा और ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज दे हैवन ग्रेट सेजेस सेंसी पर्सन दे नो द थ्री टीचर्स ऑफ टाइम दैट ऑल यू गेट वेरी एस्ट्रोलॉजिकल सिस्टम immediately they will speak what I was in my previous life, what I am now, and what will be my future. So Jamaraj is not ordinary person. He is given in charge. He is also one of the authority out of 12 authorities. Bali Vajrasati Bhayam is one of the authorities about religious, this performances. So, he knows everything, even from within his mind. Manasaiva, Purvarupam Vabhishyati Vipashyati. Why this person was in the past? Because everything is going on exactly on the rulings of the prakriti, material nature, it cannot be changed. Tasyaiva hi tapradati tapovida nalabhati tad bhavatam upadyati. This is called destiny. So destiny cannot be changed. With the insight of destiny, Jamaraj can understand what was this man previously, what is his position now, and what he is going to become in future. Hanu Miman Sati Apurvam. Apurvam means which is not yet in vision. Apurva, future. Manasa Bhagavan Aja. That is also, so therefore he can give judgment and within a second. After that, those who are sinful, they are taken to the Dhammarajas. Just like in the criminal court, those who are criminals, they are taken there. Thieves, rogues, cheaters, not ordinary person, honest person, they are not taken there. Similarly, only a true number of the whole human society. Now, in the Kali Yuga, it is increasing. In the Satya Yuga, there was no criminal. Everyone was Paramahansa. Then, the next Yuga, Trita Yuga, 75% Paramahansa, first class, 25% these third class, fourth class. And then the Dapara, half and half. Now the Kali Yuga, 75%. All rogues and thieves, maybe 25%. That is also decreasing. And with the advancement of Kali Yuga, it will be practically nil. This is advancement of Kali Yuga. Therefore, the living entities, means human beings, they have been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as manda. Manda means all bad. Manda has, there are two meanings, slow or bad. Slow means bad. Slow, if you take the meaning of slow, that will be like this, that this human form of life is meant for spiritual realization. That is the advantage. In the cycle of birth and death, we are rotating. Once a chance is given to decide whether we shall rotate in the cycle of birth and death, or we shall go back to home, back to God. That decision rests on this life. Very responsible life. Ramthas Virgavandam Bahusam Bhavanti. Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlavam Manasana Janma Tadapi Adhuvam Atadam. Don't spoil this human form of life like animals. This is the special prerogative to realize one's spiritual identity and engage oneself in spiritual activities, that is, human life. And if we do not take care of it and give us washed away by the winds of material nature, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Mayaramasi Jatsurhasi Khatsahabhudubai. The ocean of desires, if we place ourselves to be carried away by the waves of desires, then our life is spoiled. If we want to save our life from this being carried away by the waves of material nature, then we must take to Krishna Pāsas. Jīv Krishna Dās evi śyās kulle tvār dukkhanāj. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. That if we simply accept this truth, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then we are immediately free. So, to come to this understanding, in the material world, in other ages, they voluntarily used to take up how to make life perfect. But in this Kali Yuga, everyone is manda. Manda means very, very slow. They do not care. that there is less light and we have to take care of it and make our next life spiritual or go back home, back to Godhead. These things we do not. Perhaps this message is being distributed by this moment only. Otherwise people are in darkness and very slow and most of them very bad. Manda. Asumadna Matayo. And if one is little interested, then he is captured by some party. Sumandra Matayo. Mata means cult. And so many cults there are. They mislead. The people are attracted by such cults. Manda Sumandra Matayo, Mandu Hagya. And everyone is unfortunate. They have no fixed, I want to say, arrangement even for the bare necessities of life. What the animals, birds and bees, they have got arrangement, they believe in that. But our human society, because we are so advanced, there are so many hundreds and thousands of men. There is no fixed purpose of life. Even in your rich country, we see such men without any purpose, without any aim of life. So they are called Mandam Hagya. Most unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Mandam Hagya and Upadruta. Over and above that, they're always disturbed. This is the condition of life. So, those who are saintly persons, or those who are following the path of Jamaraj, Jamaraj is Mahajan. As Jamaraj knows, anyone who follows the Mahajan, Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha, we cannot ascertain what is our aim of life. So we have to follow this Mahajan. Jamaraj is Mahajan. Bali Vajya Sati, ma'am. So one should not consider Jamaraj an ordinary living being. He is as good as Lord Brahma. He has the complete cooperation of the Supreme Lord who is situated in everyone's heart. And therefore, by the grace of the Super Soul, he can see the past, present and future of a living being from within. The word Anumimamsati means that he can decide in consultation of the Super Soul. Mono means following the actual decision concerning the next lives of the living entities are made by the Super Soul and they are carried out by Jamaraj. So, actual witness is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone's heart is living. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chahun ridhisante vishtya matta smriti jnana mahohanant vedrishya sadvai aham eva vedam vedanta tit vedanta vishtya aham. So, Super Soul, and there are many other witnesses, we cannot avoid that we have discussed already. The sun is witness, the moon is witness, the day is witness, the directions are witness. We cannot avoid any one of them. So we must know what is sinful activities, what we should do, what is religious, what is not religious. On the whole, if we intelligent, then we can learn from Bhagavad Gita that we become all perfect as soon as we surrender to Krishna. Bhavanam janmanam anti janaman mahaprabhu. If we take this, Krishna comes here on this planet. When he comes to in this universe, he comes on this planet. And he appears in Vrindavan. These are special features of this planet. So, he comes to give us enlightenment. Yadā yadā hi dharma sabhyāni bhavati vānasa tadātmānam śrīyāmyaham. He comes, he is so kind, and gives us instruction. And the most confidential instruction is to surrender to Krishna. Then our life is successful. Bhavanam janmanavati jnanavan maan prakuddhati vāsudīva sarvamiti sa mahāpāsudhara. Simply by this understanding, kīvulaya bhaktya, kīcit kīvulaya bhaktya vāsudīva parāyana. Agam dhundam tikāksmena mihāram yobhāskara. Agam dhundam ti. This material life means full of sinful activities. Either little sinful activities or sinful activities. It may be, according to the material cultural side, these are good sinful activities and these are bad sinful. No. Sinful activities are sinful activities. And what is that sinful activity? As soon as you forget Krishna, everything we do, that is sinful. Ravana duskitinam murha pravasanti nalasana. This is the criterion test. If one is not Krishna conscious, if he is not a surrendered soul to Krishna, whatever activities they are doing, that is all sin. This is the conclusion. So you should always remain in full understanding that whether our time is being properly utilized in Krishna consciousness, then we are saved. Otherwise, we are under the clutches of Maya, and Yamaraj is there, and immediately we get a certain type of body for another task of suffering. Thank you very much.